There are stories stretching from Kuprianuk to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Yuganik, and Yuyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. It's history. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories.
Welcome to the West Side Stories. This is Rafael Batanga, presenting another show about a fisherman's experience of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Kodiak had a great season in 1988, and as for many fishermen, they looked forward to the following year as another great season. Many fishermen thought that their fishing site would not be contaminated with oil, but its severity was uncontrollable. For some fishermen, it was another year of fishing. Some are just beginning, and for David Little, it would have been his first time fishing at Daylight Harbor.
It was my first year to be fishing at Daylight Harbor, so I put out my sats and I was all pretty excited.
David states that he saw a lot of chaos. Helicopters hovering around their cabin and flying over the beach with as many as 3 helicopters at once. The only way Exxon was able to calm the crowd was to offer them jobs.
The place was just crawling with people. I was hired to be a skiff driver to haul people to cleanup sites. And the oil was on the beaches right where we were. So I would take my crew, I got them signed up to clean oil because we weren't fishing. And we would go around. I was really tight about their hours. And we would go and we'd clean oil and I clean oil too.
David was able to witness the desperation of people needing money. Some would just lie about different things such as the size of their boat and how many hours they put in. Still, David Little looked forward for a fishing season even though it was a letdown.
We made it through it. After that, things went pretty much fine. Exxon was more paperwork, which of course, as I indicated before, I don't like, so happy to be done with that too. And we just missed out on a season and it was all the finances involved with Exxon, but I was just happy to be done with it.
Thank you, David Little, for sharing your experience with us. Also, this program is made possible due to partnership with Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council. This is Rafael Batanga, intern with the West Side Stories Project.
Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.